You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, Reds fans. Hope you're enjoying your Thanksgiving week. This is Tim McMaster at MLB.com. This week on the podcast, we're going to listen back to some of the most memorable moments of the 2017 season, starting back on April 6th when Michael Lorenzen went deep.
So Michael Lorenzen going to be used as a pinch hitter. This ball is in the air to straightaway center field. Racing back is Herrera. How about that? The Reds a year ago, the only team in the league that did not have a pinch hit home run. And here their first in 2017 comes from perhaps the most unlikely source.
And he sends a fly ball back into deep center field. Going back and looking up, it's gone. How about Michael Lorenzen? He just juiced a 3-1 pitch from Adam Morgan, and the Reds have taken a 5-4 lead.
On May 24th, the Reds used Billy Hamilton's speed in a replay review to top the Tribe.
All right, so here it is, Billy Hamilton with a tying run at second. They'll go to second. That's one. And they double up Billy Hamilton to end the game. They might win this appeal. I think they're going to win the appeal. Safe as a call at first, as we suspected it would be. Line drive left field, and it'll fall in a base hit. Here comes Hamilton. He was on the go and will score on a single all the way from first base. Can you believe that? Billy Hamilton running on the pitch and never once broke stride.
Well, the fact, as you mentioned, Marty, that he was slow to get up was huge. And also the fact that Billy Hamilton was indeed running on that play allows him to race around and give the Reds the lead.
What a big hit for Zach Cozart.
New addition Scooter Gennett won over the Reds faithful on June 6th with a four-homer game.
Scooter with that two-run double to break the 2-2 tie last night. That'll bring in Billy Hamilton, and Gennett delivers yet again. Three balls, two strikes, bases loaded. Gennett waiting. Got a fastball, and bye-bye, baby! A salami by Scooter Gennett, the second of his career. How about that?
And here's the left-handed hitting Scooter Gennett. Gant to the plate. And this ball hammered into right center field, and it's a long, far one, two-run home run.
You gotta be kidding.
Scooter Gennett, have a night, young man.
What a 24 hours it's been for Scooter Gennett. Now this one down the left field line. Has he done it again? He has done it again!
And that is the third home run of the night for Scooter Gennett. Listen to this now for Scooter Gennett.
All right, so here we go. Liner to right field! Gennett, the first Red ever with four home runs in a game!
Not one, not two, not three, but four!
The Reds found themselves down 4-1 in the seventh inning to the Cardinals the next night, but they put together a late rally capped by Joey Votto.
Patrick Kivlahan, and he's the pinch hitter coming up to the plate right now.
That ball is hit hard into right center field. Kivlahan has tied the game.
A three-run home run. Patrick Kivlahan, opposite field, has tied this game at four.
And now Cozart represents the go-ahead run. Reds have scored three here in the seventh. And Rosenthal, their one-time closer, takes over on the mound. And Votto greets him with a drive into left center field. The Reds have the lead.
Oh, my goodness. An opposite field home run by Joey Votto. Reds take a 6-4 lead.
Since he faced former Red Todd Frazier and the Yankees in July and got Frazier to hit into a bizarre triple play.
So here's Frazier with the bases loaded, no one out in the second. Family, friends, there's mom and dad. Hit hard. They'll get one. They may get a triple play out of this. Now they got him caught between second and third. Can you believe this? The throw to The second baseman
out of the baseline.
Out of the baseline is called, and guess what? Talk about the unbelievable happening right before your eyes. A triple play.
A triple play?
No. Yes,
sure,
it is.
Sure,
that's
looked
a triple,
like it.
Play.
That was a triple play.
That is a triple play. They get a 6-3 double play, and then some terrible base running by D.D. Gregorius results in his being run down between second and third.
Hit shortly to short. There's one. There's two. And they've got the runner hung up. This might be a triple play. The run has scored. Still not tagged out. He ran out of the baseline, and that is a triple play. Todd Frazier will never forget his first at-bat in pinstripes. He bends into a triple play.
Cubs skipper Joe Maddon tried to stop Joey Votto with a four-man outfield. It didn't work.
There are only three infielders, but yet there are four outfielders. One, two, three, four. Anything over here, forget about it.
That's a fair ball down the right field line. They couldn't stop that with seven outfielders. Votto will cruise into second base with a one-out double here in inning number five. On base for the first time tonight.
After a Jason Hayward and on to second base with his 23rd double of the year is Joey Votto.
Got a four-man outfield right now. How about that? Ground ball. Fair.
And Votto, who didn't hit the ball in the air that time, hooks one down the line for a one-out double.
On September 4th, Billy Hamilton clubbed his first career walk-off homer.
Did he?
Did he get enough to hit it? He did! Oh, Billy! Oh, my goodness, on a 1-1 pitch, Hamilton hits just his fourth home run of this season. The most unlikely Red to hit the game-ending home run. I think Hader is in stunned disbelief along with his entire team. Can you believe that?
Here's a swing and a fly ball hit back into left center field. That ball's hit well. That ball is gone. Billy Hamilton lines one into the seats in left center field and sprints around the bases. He flips his batting helmet in the air. He's mobbed at home plate. The Brewers are absolutely stunned.
Late in September, Hamilton was at it again with his speed turning a pickle into a run against the Red Sox.
Zip him over there. That's it.
Oh, he got him there. Billy started to go. Now they've got him in a rundown and a bad throw. Billy's
going to
end up at third base.
And nobody at the plate. And here comes Hamilton.
It's a race to the bag, and Billy with a headlong slide. What a play right there by Billy Hamilton.
And he got him picked off. Billy guessed wrong. And now he is caught in a rundown, and Pedroia throws the ball away, and now Hamilton will go to third. And now he's coming home. There's nobody there. Oh, my goodness. Billy Hamilton can make you look awfully ugly. They had him picked off. The Red Sox cannot execute a rundown. Hamilton rounds second as the ball is thrown away and then scores because the catcher had to go get the baseball.
We hope you've enjoyed this trip down memory lane. This has been MLB.com Extras Reds Edition. Thanks for tuning in.